Street 31 and 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Boxer Charlie Z, I'm back. Pound for Pound Radio, much better than those crazy toxic streams of those lunatics. Anyways, shout out to Matthew, boxing fan. Hey, can you hear me? Hold up. All right, now the title of the episode. Now, look, I knocked out Deontay Wilder. I beat everybody. I beat Derek. I beat Corey. I beat Corey was a good fighter. I beat Southpaw Sill. I beat everybody. All right. So let's talk about girls. Girls are more important. Right now, my number one goal in life is you know, to find a replacement for my ex, like Camila. I mean, I can get back with her, but that's not the plan. The plan is, let's see. I bought Kim Kardashian flowers, sent it her address, and she accepted. Yes, she did. You all seen the video, right? Okay, then. Currently retired at 331-0, undefeated world champion boxer Charlie Z. Glad to be back on Pound for Pound Radio. Let's talk boxing. We will. We'll get into boxing a little bit later, but hold on. I gave her flowers, and, you know, I haven't got a call. I don't know what to do. And then there's other women. This girl, Abigail, is just literally off the chain, ranked number one model in the world, and, I mean, they're both identically beautiful. That's the truth. I gave Kim flowers. She's cool with Kim. Maybe that's why she blocked. Abigail blocked me 3 times. I mean, I kind of don't know what to do anymore. Just wait, I guess. Fuck. No, no, hold on. What's up, dog? Ask me. Hey, listen, man. About boxing, dude, DeJean's going to get knocked out, man. But I said, what's your cell number? And he's not giving it out. You know, he said, set it up. And once he sees I'm all about it, once he sees I'm real, look, he knows. Like, that he can't fuck with me. He knows that he can't fuck with that jab. He knows he can't fuck with them hooks. He knows it, man. And if he actually believes that he can pull off an upset, then shit. That's why we agreed to do the match. I'm gonna fucking beat him easily. But the thing is, man, the rings are fucking closed down. How are we gonna box? How are we gonna fight? I'm not gonna street fight him. I'm on probation for that. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I'm on air. God damn, look at Abigail. She's so fucking hot. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, basically, it's like this, dog. Whichever one of them... Well, Abigail, you know, didn't ignore me. You know, she may have blocked me, but she took a look at me. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, and I don't know, she's, like, super sensitive, you know? And I'm on probation, but, like, come on, man. In order to... For me to get remarried, because I got married before. In order for me to get remarried, I got to do my best. You know what I'm saying? I got to take chances. You know what I'm saying? Seems like she likes me, but I don't know why she's blocking me. I must have said something that offended her, and she's like, I don't know. Girls are hard to read, man. I don't know. Maybe I should send her flowers. I don't know. Hold on. Why DeJean doesn't want to give his number? He's scared. Yeah, but I don't know, man. I don't know. He said, you saw the screenshot. He said, set it up. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to win. No, I always fucking win, man. I boxed 5 people in one night and beat all 5 of them and recorded 3 of them. So, boxing one guy that thinks he's good. DeJean, you're going to get knocked out, man. I'm glad you accepted the fight. Don't bitch out now. As soon as they uplift the shit, man. I got people saying if you knock out DeJean, you know, both of you might get the virus, shit like that, you know. I don't give a fuck about him. I hope I don't get it. But. So what's the plan? Hold on. Let's see, why DeJean? So what, just wait till 2021 or something? Yeah, but when's this fucking virus going to be over, man? It may never be over, you know? Like, this shit's fucking weird-ass shit, honestly. 331-0, man. That's the best record of all time. There's never been a fighter with that kind of record. Nobody will ever surpass me in boxing. I will be back in the ring, obviously, and just not right now, man. I'm just focused on my love life right now. You know, you saw yesterday I had a picture of her, you know. I thought, legit, this is it. We're going to hook up, and then, you know, she blocked me, and... I don't know. I don't know what more to say, and I don't know what more to do. But keep high spirits. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've gotten married before, and I'll get married again, yeah. Any more questions right here? When you win, who are you going to dedicate the knockout versus Dijon or whoever? Kim or Abigail? Oh, man. Look, bro, I'm going to answer this like, all right. They are both equally fine, super fine. Two queens. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason why Abigail's blocking me and Kim is not, Kim took the roses, but is literally not responding because they're cool and I hit on both of them. That's probably, yeah, man. I'm not even going to answer that, man. I don't know. Like you said yourself, Matthew, it's a hard choice. You know what I mean? I'm glad to be back on Pound for Pound Radio. Now, let's talk about those streams. Now, look, you got a bunch. I think you already know the deal. Like, everything. All right, look what this motherfucker said. Anyways, just this dude hit me up. It's like, forget, like, let's stop talking to these clowns completely. Like, let's just not even acknowledge them. Like, yeah, I made fun of them like crazy, but enough is enough. It's not even like, I mean, like, it's kind of funny, I guess, but, like, it's already getting old, man. How much more can I clown these idiots, man? Unless I smoke weed or some shit, you know? Take those fucking edibles and just make fun of these fucking lunatics and shit. But anyways, since I'm on air, Kim Kardashian, you like the roses, you took them. So since you took the roses, sweetheart, that means you should become my girlfriend. Because I've given out roses to girls, and they rejected. You did not reject. However, you posted a photo of you with Kanye West. I'm confused. You haters are literally driving me fucking crazy. I don't know what more to tell you. I don't know what more to do. If I buy you another gift, you'll take it, and then, I don't know, maybe leave my number or something. I don't know. I left my number. Yeah, so. And Abigail, unblock me, sweetheart. Come on. Unblock my main account. P for P Boxer Charlie Zonov, the one that you banned. You banned like literally all of them. But yeah. I don't want to create another one, man. Give her space. Hold up. Hey, what if Dijon backs out and me and Deontay Wilder get it on in the ring, man, again? And I hit him with that lead left, man. The thing is, man, it's obvious when you watch these fights against, you know, me and Deontay, me and Dijon, what's obvious is that I'm a much better boxer than those guys. Like, pure boxer, like, I have skill. They're just, you know, like, Dijon's a fucking, he's a clown, overrated. And Wilder, he can hit a little bit, but that's all. He's one-dimensional. Like, that's why I beat them both. And you had their fans saying that, like, they beat me when the video shows otherwise. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, leaving the ring after I knocked him out. You know what I'm saying? And Dijon Daniels, you know, motherfuckers are talking about how he was tagging me with that check hook, but I was tagging him too, though. I was tagging him, and I was hitting him in the head, and actually, I tagged him more. I won. And that jab was, man, that jab was pop, 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 motherfucker. Go watch the video, man. Leaving the ring, coming right back and dominating him, man. Not my best win. Good win. I'll beat him much better next time. Now, hold on. Got a question here. Is Daria still have a chance? No. Don't want to be with her. She's dating other guys. I completely lost feelings for Daria. If I ever go back to Ukraine, it will be for another woman, not her. I truly, truly, truly want Kim or Abigail. I'd rather see Charlie Z versus 206 rematch. Fuck yeah. 206 would knock Dijon out, bro. Come, yeah, hell yeah. Hey, you spot on, Matthew. Hey, what do you think would win, Wilder or 206? That would be a great fight. I beat both of them, though. So. Yeah, look at the way you know, I'm talking now to especially like when I talk to girls. Like, I'm so professional. I'm being so nice with these ladies. You know, like, I'm not, like, when I curse, it's because I'm talking about boxing, like, with dudes. It's tough. Hey, this dude, no lie, this dude I'm talking right now, I'm on Instagram DM, and I'm on the air, simultaneous. This dude hit me up today and said, like, yo, I have a feeling you're going to marry Kim K. I hope so, man. No, Daria doesn't know. No, Daria, that's, she's with another guy. I hope she's going to be happy. And... No, man, Daria, no. I mean, what if anything had happened, but nah. Let's see, hold on. Well, I'm gonna have to make an announcement that now it's gonna be different. I'm still gonna be on Instagram, but I'm gonna do these radios like almost every day. This is much better. These derelicts cannot. I mean, they can listen, but they can't stalk me on here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So 331-0, unbelievable, man. I won so many fights, man. And you know, like, there was a point where I just, you know, sat down and, you know, told myself, like, look, I'm undefeated. If I had a loss, I would have said so. But, unbeatable, one-on-one. I mean, I beat two people versus one. But, anyways, I sat down and I'm like, all right, let me watch all my fights, unbiased. And I'm telling you, 331-0. I'm telling you. Yeah, there's been a couple fights, you know, that showed a little bit of vulnerability, but I've always came back and showed that I'm a true champion, and came back and won. There was a fight one time where a guy was hitting me. I was losing, and I came back, and I knocked him out in the clinch, man. He gassed out, and I beat him in the clinch. Like, he literally landed more punches than me, and I still beat him. That's why, like, yeah, I mean, yeah. And the haters are like, oh, but that was years ago. I'm even stronger now, so I don't fight anymore, but, you know. That speed and power is just like it's unprecedented. You know, I've never seen a fucking boxer hit that hard. Since I hit that hard, that means by default I'm the GOAT. I mean, Muhammad Ali, overrated. Joe Frazier, overrated. George Foreman, overrated. All of them are overrated. Did Mike Tyson ever give me credit after I knocked Wilder out? No. Then why should I give him credit? His fans always used to hop in my stream and be like, hey, yo, what about Tyson? What about Holyfield? I already told you, I respect Evander Holyfield because he believes in the Lord, Jesus Christ. Nobody believes in Jesus as much as I do. But Evander Holyfield, I'll give him credit for that. As a boxer, I don't think much of Holyfield. I'm sorry. Basic and, you know, kind of gun-shy. You know, so, I mean, yeah, I would obviously knock Evander out, but I would rather put the hands on Tyson. I already put hands on Wilder, Mike Tyson, and Tyson Fury, too. He called me out in that video. So when everything gets uplifted, you know, Fury and Dijon, 206, all those motherfuckers, man, bring them all on, man. Send them my way. I'm going to beat all of them. That's it. That is that. Any more questions? True definition of the real champion. Thanks, bro. Appreciate that. My bad. They're playing wild-ass music outside, but yeah, man. So anyways, about women. So, like, since I'm the GOAT, I deserve the best girl ever. Like, I'm talking, if you don't look like Kim Kardashian or Abigail Rashford, then I'm not interested. Yeah, my standards are very high. I mean, I always look. My ex-wife, I don't want to compliment her because, you know, there could be other women listening to me right now. But come on. Yeah, she was, you know. My ex-wife was hot, but don't worry, we're over. She's with another guy. I don't talk to her anymore, but hold on. Anyways, let's clown. Hey, BoxRec, you suck. FakeRec, you like the videos I make for you? Fucking idiots, man. Ever since I turned pro in boxing, I got in the ring, okay, underground. First time I ever stepped in the ring, 2004, I won. That's it. Hey, Stephen could go and place Curtis from now on. Good news. Look, Curtis is a lot more stable than Stephen could. Stephen could is, like, literally fucking crazy. He had a nut job, but he's pretty good with that camera, though. Yeah, he came by my house randomly. I'm like, what the fuck? I opened the door, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here, man? And he's like, what's up, bro? Just saying, what's up, man? He's just saying he got new ink, and he's like, how you been? You know, like, which girl you with now? You know. And then when he was leaving, I was like, yo, Stefan, me and DeJohn are scheduled a box after shit's uplifted. You recorded? He's like, he said he's down. I don't have his number, though. This kid is crazy, man. He's like, randomly comes to my house. You know. Well, if he's around here, he'll film it. He filmed, another great one when I beat Kevin Luka. I think if Kevin Luka let his hands go, he would beat DeJohn. He seems more, you know, faster, good mover, but 11 punches in the face. I mean, I hit him with, come on. He got literally demoralized like no other. I mean, and that was the year that I beat Gio and Deontay. You know what I'm saying? Charles Lee is God's favorite boxer. Hell yeah. Hey, did you see that the video when I punched the bop so fucking hard that, like, wow. I mean, that shit looked fucking hardcore. I mean, I always hit that thing, but like, with that kind of power, fuck. And you got motherfuckers saying, like, hitting me up. I ignore it. I just swipe their messages now. I don't want to talk to these derelicts, bro. It's done. I clowned them all, and that's it. And you got people, like, trying to talk shit and, like, hey, I got something for you, man. All you people that lost to me when we fought, whether it be boxing or street fighting, when you lost to me, you know, how do you feel now? See, a lot of these guys, hey, Matthew, a lot of these guys that hit me up and threatened me, they're full of it, man. Just a bunch of demented fucking derelicts. Like, oh, Troll TV. Troll TV, fucking idiot, man. Hey, Troll TV, man. How's the short bus, man? Still riding that shit? See? Yeah, that's how you treat them. But anyways, let DeJohn look sloppy, though. He looks like fighting in sandals. He's a clown. Just a bunch of basic shit that... I can't wait to knock the fuck out of this DeJohn guy, man. People have... he has a losing record. People have... Like, basically, his fans are my haters. Like, his fan base ain't that big, man. Abigail would never fucking pay attention to him, man. She would never, like, click on his page, bro. The fact that she blocked me means she clicked on my page and saw my comments. She responds to, like, some people, but she does. She responds mostly to, like, females. But, you know, when you got a very masculine boxer hitting on you, you know, I don't know. I've had situations like that where a girl just boxed me for no reason, then I eventually found out why, and then other girls, and me and her just ended up making out and shit like that. That's why these haters, these sick people on the internet, they've never been in a relationship. They sit home all day. Before the coronavirus, they were sitting home all day. They don't know what it feels like to kiss a girl, to hold a girl's hand, to have sex with a girl, to make love to a girl, to treat a girl. They don't know anything about that, man. I do. I've been married. I've been engaged. There's photos, videos of me with beautiful women, Hooter girls, you name it. Models, I mean, strippers, I mean, all these girls, you know what I'm saying? Nice college girls. I mean, yeah, man, not bragging, just saying the truth. That's why I think that Kim or Abigail should give me a legit chance and, you know, let me hold them in my arms, you know? How many more fucking videos do I have to make? You know, how many times are they blocking me? I mean, you ladies got to treat me a little bit better, you know what I mean? I'm an ATG. I'm an all-time great boxer, do you understand? They understand, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe they're scared. I don't know. But I had a situation where, like, this girl, Veronica, right? She was super hot, also an Instagram model. And, yeah, I actually texted her the other day. But she didn't respond. Oh, yeah, me and her, she came to my house. So, look, check this out, dog. Matthew, you still there? Hold on. The only girl attracted to Dijon is a killer hornet queen. man. Fuck Dijon, man. Dijon looks sloppy. He looks like fucking sandals. Yeah, I love God. I gave God the glory. God gave me the victory. Wilder said that, but I believe in Jesus way more than this Wilder guy, man. Wilder's a fag. Called him Deontay Wilder, bronze bitch. Bronze bomber. I beat the bronze bomber. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah. And, like, all right, look, because I'm going to make a video. All right. Kim Kardashian and, let's see, Abigail, right? Damn, but hitting on both of them, though, I'm not sure that's a good idea. I got to pick one. All I'm saying is that you ladies need to treat me a little bit better. I bought Kim flowers, and Abigail unblocked me. Come on. Yeah, but anyways, yeah, you said replace Curtis. Yeah, whatever the fuck happened to Curtis about recording? You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. He was the best cameraman. The motherfucker would have went to Vegas with me and, you know, filmed how I beat a fucking heavyweight fighter in the ring. He was actually a very good fighter. Well, good fighter. I don't know about very good, but good fighter. But compared to me, who nobody looks good. Who you going to pick? Your heart say Kim. I mean, originally, but listen, man, until I'm on probation, I'd go see her. If I was not on probation, I'd go see her right now. I just don't know how she's going to react. What if she, you know, flips out on me? You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just like, that's what I'm... However, if she divorces Kanye, then yeah, then I'm gonna fucking stop by. My homeboy seen her. He said she's a very nice girl. He talked to her. He said hi. You know, like all this bullshit that they say about her and on TV or whatever. Yeah, they're like the no talent man. The girl got $370 million. I mean, that's talent. that's talent if you ask me. Who? Figs Beats or Whiff Beats? I don't know, dog. I don't talk to him. I don't talk. What? Like, I don't know. Oh, you talking about Figs Beats and OD? Shout out, buddy. Yeah, they're cool. I don't talk to them, man. I don't know. They're probably doing their thing, man. No, those guys I thought were cool, man. There's just these derelicts like Chad and, you know, fucking... Mental Stanley and damn, I don't even want to mention these retards. You know, I got supermodels paying attention to me, you know. But anyways, guys like that ruined the stream for true fans like you, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you got this Chad guy is the worst. He's like, he's this retard. I mean, I can't stand the kid. Motherfucker messages me. Says he's white, then says he's black, then says he's British. Which one is it? The dude is literally retarded. What song? Still waiting for the new song. Oh yeah, no, but they didn't do it. I thought they No, the beat that they made was phenomenal, man. I've used it one for the Zone Off Mayweather fight, man. Hey, let's talk about Charlie Z versus Mayweather, man. That was fucking... Bro, that was one of the greatest boxing matches of all time. Yeah, Kim hit me up. It was such a long fucking time ago. It's just Twitter. It said Kim Kardashian. Blue check mark, so... I'm sure it was her. Not her publicist. I don't know. I really don't know. I think it was... Either way, I like both of them, so Kim and Abigail. Yo, Matthew, you got a girl, bro? Man, I had a beautiful fucking fiance this year, man. We broke up. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, like from now on, if you are a Charlie Z fan, you have to send a video of you to prove who you really are. Yeah, you, I'm telling you, this guy was pretending to be. Say he said he said he's white, then he said he's black, and then he said he's British. I mean, like there's black British people, but bro, the guy's retarded, literally, man. Next, he's gonna say some fucking he's some Irish traveler or some shit, man. This is fucking Chad. You are a fucking moron. Yeah, the punch that I hit Deontay Wilder with, man, that shit would knock literally anyone the fuck out. And yo, and this dude, what's the screen name? R-E-S. Yeah, y'all remember him, the Red Avatar. Matthew gave me good advice. He's like, you're the best boxer, but you got to stay out of trouble. You beat everybody, focus on the women. A hater would never say that. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to trust the people, though, man. But yeah, I saw the video, man. For sure. Did you see my mask, man? I have these. I got multiple. I got two. I got no more than two, but the ones I wear, the Bane mask and the fucking the black one. You know what I'm saying? Know what I'm talking about? Fake crack. Know what I'm talking about? We got 2 minutes left. I go overtime, man. Let's see. What else do I gotta say? Well. Kim Kardashian, all right, again, since I bought you flowers, look at the title. All right, what do I get in return? I want you in return, but what do I get in return, though? Yeah, you accepted them. I'm sure you liked them. You probably put them in a vase and all that. Okay, but what about me? You know, you and Kanye, it looks like you posted a pic of him, but you probably did that for the kids. I mean, why are you accepting gifts from other guys? You accepted a gift from the best boxer of all time. You know, I'm a legend. You know, all-time great. So, I mean, if you're accepting flowers from me, sweetheart, I think you should invite me to your house. Just my two cents. You know what I mean? But, well, either way, have a good day, Kim. And, yo, shout out to my great boxing fans that support my craft and have been following me for 17 years since I turned pro. Since I beat Deontay, Dejan, Jill Zavala. I'm going to go down in history. I'm a world record holder. No matter what anyone says or thinks, it's on video. I've won the most fights in the history of humanity. And I'm going to win more. I will be back. It is not the end of Charlie Z.